يشتهيه نفسه من الطعام والشراب والنكاح. That certainly a fasting individual, he draws near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying away and leaving whatever his nafs desires from any food and drink, and to indulge in particular permissible desires of his. And he says that it also includes the emptying out of the heart to start removing, making space. وَمِنْهَا تَخَلِّ الْقَلْبِ لِلْفِكْرِ وَالذِّكْرِ. To make the heart empty and to bring out space so that it gives room for fikr and dhikr. This refers to be able to ponder, to be able to have deeper levels of thought and reflection, and to also bring in this understanding of dhikr. And as we mentioned previously, that dhikr, if a person is able to bring the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his life, then this is basically, you have attained a great portion of what it means to be implementing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Because this is the current, this is the power source which then give power and which will give life to all the other actions that we do. If a person is praying salah, but he has no remembrance of Allah in his salah, then he can expect a very low level of reward. It's only when the dhikr of Allah is inside his salah, then he is really tapping into this direct conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. The whole entire reason for establishing the salah is, Allah says, and establish the prayer for the sake of my remembrance. So the remembrance of Allah is something